Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios Weekend Geek Update, Smurf here, along with a very large table of companions.
Terry.
Dylan.
Tao.
Els.
And Tank.
El and Tank are our special guests. They have retreated from, well, the lands of erotica to join us and tickle our ear holes with some of the naughty things that commenced over La Weekend, La Naughty Style. What?
Tickle.
It really is a tickling experience. That's what the whole point of it is tickling.
Lots of tickling.
Ladies.
My lady.
I mean, I did actually have a friend that had a ticklish butt.
I think most people are ticklish on their butt.
The funny thing is that we didn't even, like, we kind of did this motion towards her butt and she started laughing. Like, we wouldn't even touch her butt and she'd just be laughing.
She's just overall ticklish.
Was it just cheeks and adipose tissue or was it the little...
I think it was a little bit lower. It's like lower, tissue. Like lower buns. Yeah,
lower bun region.
The lower buns.
Lower bun region.
Lower bun region. I don't. Sure.
it's kind of like where it kind of hangs next to the thigh. So like, yeah, closer
okay.
there.
Okay.
You know, butt hangs.
Butt hangs.
That's a very interesting way of seeing things in my mind.
The crease.
I see
buns. Okay.
Ledge butt.
What? I don't even know if that is the official title of what it. I don't know. It's the
anyway.
Butt.
Tickle fetish?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, let's just go straight in.
I've heard some interesting stuff. I learned things from her. It's pretty enlightening.
just a little bit. Oh, okay, that makes more sense to me now.
I mean, I can't be judgmental. I mean, we're all weird.
No, we're all adults.
We're considering how we're all weird.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So, how was
Exotica?
I did see your.
So this
Instagram,
is yes.
Where
so
you were
this
in a cage.
Is.
Oh God!
You were in a cage.
I was not in a cage. I don't do cages.
Don't get that wrong. It was the Instagram thing where you were kind of like rubbing the thighs
with
like
somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like
instructing
a couple.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Properly spank.
Yeah.
It was a cage like apparatus, but it had two open.
Yeah. It's just from the angle of the video.
Because mostly for cages in fetish world are like what you put a dog in those cages.
Oh, okay. So I'm
Roscoe Cage.
So you guys were part of the educational side. You guys did like panels and like fill me in.
Yeah,
my mind is like all over right now.
Daniel, can you words?
Yes, I'm like
So our name is Carnival Risque. We're BDSM sex educators, and we host parties, and we do fetish performances. So for Exotica, we had two seminars, and for the rest of the part of the time there, we were doing our character interactions. So we dressed up, and then we did our interactions.
Yeah, our two seminars were, one was basic sensation play, which was a class on manipulation of the senses to increase foreplay.
Erotica type. Mm-hmm.
And our second seminar was on alter egos.
That was
a seminar on, based on Dr. Richard Schwartz's model of the internal family systems, on how to reach deep inside of yourself and let out different parts of yourself for erotic exploration.
So this is like the naughty version of Dr. Seuss.
and Disney for adults.
Okay, fair enough.
You need to be yay tall to ride this ride.
Well, I guess about guys.
So then let me ask you, because how pissed off are you about 50 Shades of Grey? Because I know a lot of people in the community.
Yeah, we don't speak of those.
Is this like the forbidden talk?
Especially with porn, since technically Exotica was a porn convention. Well, we actually met at FetCon that was in Tampa,
right,
Florida. So that's how we met. Of course, FetCon's a lot different than Erotica, but a lot of people are like, oh, like I probably heard like 50 Shades of Grey a couple times at the con because that's how they relate it to, because they don't. They don't know.
Well, they don't know. They're uneducated.
It's just a sex aspect versus a fetish aspect.
Especially
which is very different.
The fact that, like, Fifty Shades of Grey, there was no consent. He broke her consent multiple times, and that's what...
Is it, well, I think he just wanted to break her. I don't think there was any...
But it's like what BDSM is all about consent. Yes, like, you can... Yeah, like...
Well, there are boundaries, but they're not, correct?
No, there are actually... In the heavier BDSM community, they actually do negotiations. The negotiation involves, what are your hard limits? These are things I absolutely will not do.
These are the lines, mm-hmm. don't cross.
These are the lines that you don't cross. Then you have soft limits. Your soft limits are, you know, we may try that during...
At the right time.
Mm-hmm. But if we call the scene, or everybody's aware of safe words, you have, but no means yes, and yes means anal, so...
That's such a long
time. You do anal twice just to make sure you didn't like it the first time? Yeah, I got it. Okay.
And pineapple actually means no.
I saw that.
Okay, the flashback from Little Nicky and where's Hitler? Yeah. Oh, he's time for his pineapple.
The one thing we do appreciate about 50 Shades of Grey, though, is it brought BDSM out as a topic to the general public. It is no longer hiding in the dark shadows, and those people who are interested in it can come to our seminars and or get online and find some accurate information on how to conduct themselves in BDSM.
What's it like, because you guys now, like you said, you're out of the dark. You're almost pretty much well mainstream now. I mean, it is an up-and-coming lifestyle. It is a choice. What is it like, and how have you had to change your approach to talking or interacting with people like that?
Well, there are two aspects of that. You have one side that thinks that 50 Shades is an accurate representation, which really scares us because, as
Tao
said earlier, that...
Hi.
Sorry,
no, it's okay.
Tao said earlier that it's Tao. Consent. The actual phrase for BDSM is safe, sane, and consensual. If you break any of those three patterns, you are no longer participating in BDSM. You are now abuse.
Okay. So, I mean, it is a very thin, razor-thin line you walk.
Yeah. A lot of people do contracts.
That's the most important thing.
Okay. I'm gonna ask it as the way. What is the wildest freaking thing you've had a request? I mean, what is it you even just said, okay,
yeah,
no.
Okay, well, recently
God, no.
Els has been asked for a vial of her tongue scraping.
What?
Which is awesome.
Oh, yes.
That's super cool.
Yeah, jump right in.
I mean, I can understand, like, clothing and...
Tongue
scraping. So sweet.
But actual, like, DNA.
This guy contacted me, and he wanted a container about... How do you describe it? A small vial of my morning tongue scrapings.
Wow.
He just wanted to, like, smell it or eat it or, like...
Put it in his sugar, like for Cheerios? I mean, what do you do?
Jelly on toast.
Wow.
But you know what? To each his own, and that's what he...
Basically.
That was what he requested of me.
Okay.
That's the beauty of our lifestyle. You know, I may not agree with what you want to do, but as long as you do it in a safe, sane, consensual manner, do you.
Yeah, be you. I'm all about being you, trust me. But there's some things, like I have said to Dylan, you just cannot unsee.
Yeah.
What did Dylan do that you cannot unsee?
Well, no.
I know. What
well, you know, there's that one time you walk in on your parents, you're like, oh, God. Oh, mom, mom, mom.
Well, that's not really what was happening. It was Dad saying, oh, mom. That makes it worse.
Why are you beating up on my mother?
I think the worst one.
I think we just broke Dylan.
Probably. It's easy
Tao,
to do.
So, I mean, well, in terms of, like, funny, weird things, so I remember at work. So there's a joke. There's a joke when it comes to this hentai called Bible Black.
Yep.
So basically, futanari chicks with dicks. And I remember
chicks
I was. Yeah, I was joking around with one of futanari. Yeah. So I was I remember I was joking around with one of my friends about that. And then I went to put things away in the store and then I was like, "No, that can't be." And then I pulled it out and I found Bible Black for about $3 in like one of the bins. I'm just like, "No."
But you've never watched it.
Joke's on you. I've seen a couple episodes.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
I watched the entire thing, so I
watched probably like the first season. I was just like, I don't understand the storyline.
There's never a storyline.
Well, back in the day,
dicks.
I mean,
chicks with dicks.
I mean, there was Uratsuki Dojo, which was one of the most brutal hentai freaking cartoons we'd ever seen. And one of my buddies was like all into it, like, you guys got to watch this. And like, it was tentacle dick just like breaking through the hospital and smashing into everything. It was like, holy hell.
It's funny because when I watched an episode of Bible Black, I immediately thought of Hayao Miyazaki when I'm like, anime was a mistake.
I know, yeah. Anime.
When anime goes so wrong.
Well, I mean, the them fetishizing like young girls is also really creepy. Yeah. Like to me, I find very creepy. Like it's just it's not very comfortable. Right? Yeah, because like, well, considering how it's like a lot of like pop idols and stuff like that are young girls, like pertaining to 13, which is like their what is it? Age of consent.
Yeah.
It's 13, so like they tend to have girls around that age. And it's like most of the fans of those girls are older men, so it's like it's kind of a little bit weird to me.
We have the same culture here, though. It's just different in Japan, and you know,
it's very intense in Japan, though.
They call it lollipop. Well, because they look young.
Lollies.
Yeah,
a lot of them look really young here. It's a little bit of a thing.
The word for it's like pedikiko.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
they have a lollipop.
My friend Zane likes that.
My friend, this one guy I know.
This one guy. No names.
One I don't relate to whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I do have a friend that was like hardcore porn for like the first 20 years. And then now he's like, you know what, dude? I went too far. Now I'm down to like the Victoria's Secrets catalog, and that does it for me. I went too far.
Hey, they have some really nice underwear.
Because I grew up in Victoria's Secrets, didn't compare to Frederick's in Hollywood.
So. No, that mean that is just so, you're like, I like Frederick's.
I end up like critiquing underwear. I'm just like, ooh, that's cute.
Tao, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
So while you're watching that particular hentai, you know, of course, reluctantly.
It was kind of just what's the big deal with this? And then I watched it. It was like, oh, I see.
So was there any arousal whatsoever?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, it was more like to pique my curiosity more than anything else, because it was just like, this is so interesting. It's like, it's weird, but it's interesting. So I'm like, I guess I'll watch one.
Just one season.
Well, because I was just like,
12 episodes.
Considering how it's like, where does this go? I'm like, dude,
dry as a bone.
Where does this go?
Because I power-watched it. I sped over the dialogue.
Okay. I mean, there's like,
also,
that's why you didn't get the plot. You kept going over the dialogue.
No, actually, the English dub is the funniest thing to listen to.
No,
so, like, it's very comedic to me more than it was like, oh man, this is hot shit. No, it's more comedic.
Yeah. Wow. It was
just like,
how can you?
Just to satisfy that super deep, dark, fucked up comedic side.
It was the voice acting is just god awful. Oh, it was so terrible.
That's because Americans fuck it up all
the
time.
There's not enough like voice actors willing to do that. So like, it's just
go figure.
All they have to do is look at the five people at this table.
Yeah.
And I'll do it. I'll even take underscale. I don't care. So now, do you guys, with your panels and your education, do you go around the country? Is this the only con? Or because I know you operate mainly out of Florida.
Well, no, actually, we've traveled internationally. We're part of a cruise line. It's a lifestyle, quote-unquote, swingers cruise line. And they hired us sort of as their kinky cruise directors. So we offer
that's pretty cool.
Classes on this. We've been obviously here to Denver. We've taught in Florida, both Central and South Florida. We've been this is the farthest west we've been.
Okay.
Other than that, the Caribbeans, well, with the cruise line, we've been to Mexico, Puerto Rico, St. Croix, St. Martin.
Damn.
Yeah, that's about
So we've just
takes on a whole new title for the Queen Mary. Mm.
We just started to travel, and in the span of 6 months, this is where we've been, so we're excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome. So have you guys enjoyed the Mile High City? Are you coming back next year?
Yeah, we really are.
We're a cheap date now.
Yeah, let's talk about
that, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about Enzo. Let's not talk about that.
Which is really good because it leads into our alter ego class.
All at once.
Three cards on the table.
Is all it takes. We'll plant it on.
Well, and being like semi-celebrity, I understand the value of an alter ego because you don't want people to know what's in there, who you really are. So you put that front, you have that. So how important is having that complete alter ego, that package?
Very important. Very important. It's who we are, and that's, I think, the most awesome thing for when we did the panel on Saturday. You know, I brought Lilith. We had, you know, Els and Tank, Goddess Els for that one, and then Tank. And then we were able to switch into different altars all weekend. And for me personally, it's really nice to be able to kind of have like this, I guess, like package deal of being able to be an alter ego with people who have alter egos. So it's like a brand new experience where I can go full out, they can go full out, we can go to each other, and to know that not only myself has different egos that they go by, and I can relate on a different level. Jerry kind of fills in like the little empty holes in there.
We all got along.
Good.
It's cool. And that's that's a cool as far as.
Well, I couldn't imagine if you get along. Angry with each other, that whip just suddenly you're just really just.
So maybe that's why we don't
take this out of your ass.
Mess with each other at all. It's just because we know what the others are capable of.
Dominant. All of our alters are super dominant, and we really got along.
And all of them did.
That's
so
good, though.
So we're able to express all of them and see how they all got along, and it was a really cool experience for a weekend for us.
So how was the turnout for the seminars? I mean, was it standing room only?
Yes,
or?
It really was. Awesome.
It really was.
That's
during the Basic Sensation Play.
Yeah.
That is the Basic Sensation Play is the gateway to BDSM. People think that it's that 50 Shades of Grey where there's no consent, there's no warm up, it's straight to just beating asses and you know, she's awesome. But the Sensation Play is just the manipulation of the senses, something as simple as a blindfold.
Well, you don't start running marathons. I mean, you work into it. It's the exact same thing, right?
Yeah. Excellent analogy. May I use that in my next class?
It's all yours.
All yours.
Because you don't start running marathons. You got to build into it. You just can't suddenly just go full clip.
No, of course. Yeah.
But
start,
I mean, even
if you start fast, then you end it fast, and you want to keep on playing. So you gotta
eat
them into it.
Mad dog. Oh.
Dance. Up and down. Up and down.
Yeah, you can't just like bite the pillow and go in dry.
Right.
Oh, you can.
Well, you can.
They're into that. Then.
But I mean, you want to kind of.
So wrong.
But I mean, I feel like you kind of want to ease into the arousal as opposed to just be like, "Hey, we're going in." It's like, what? Wait, who? What?
What? Who, where?
Hello, what?
No,
but
no,
given
not there.
The certain circumstance, that would be very appropriate and a part of that fetish itself.
That's true. Touche.
I think what the problem is. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think most Americans are just sexually repressed. They've been told that their emotions and their sensations are bad.
You can't do it out of wedlock.
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
Something like that. But I mean, it even goes deeper than that.
Our pseudo-Christian society is what's wrong with everything. Not even just the sexual aspect, like everything.
Everything.
Stares at Trump.
Oh my God.
Trump's probably the dirtiest of them all. Don't kid yourself.
No. I mean, that's what got him elected.
Oh, yeah.
Fisting?
Yes. Yeah, that exactly.
Well, we went exactly 18 Christian's minutes before really we got into the fisting.
I've been trying to find a place to take that in.
That is freaking brilliant. Do you recommend, even if you're not into the culture or that side, do you recommend even just like straight people to take these kind of courses to help open up their mind?
Yes, everybody deserves to start playing.
As for an example, remember we were going by and we're I think it was right before one of our panels and we wanted to go out and kind of be like, hey, we have this panel giving out cards. And we go up to, I don't remember who the porn star was, but we go up to her and start like, I think it was Ting started talking to her. And, you know, it's just like, can we have a BDSM class about sensation? She's like, oh, I don't like pain. And we're just like,
I just like twitched, like, no, it's not about pain. And that's what we're here for, to take away that stigma. It's not, it can be, that's just this little part of it.
Yeah, that's only like a subcategory.
You know, but working with porn stars is a little weird because I did this independent film with Sarah Vandella. And she was ready to go. I mean, we're like, it's not that kind of film. It's a comedy. It's a risque comedy. But no, at risque. Point where you like. So I mean, you never know what you're going to get when you're dealing with porn stars.
Yes, that's true. But a lot of the people that come out to these conventions they're very vanilla. During the class, we asked how many of you folks have tried BDSM. We had.
Four hands
out of a full standing.
So standing room only, so you're looking at least 100 plus people. So you're looking at less than 4%.
Right.
And yet they don't know they've participated. I mean,
yeah, they don't have no clue.
You put on a blindfold, you play food, or you give her a little smack. That's all a part of the realm. I mean, there actually is science that goes into all of those things. It's not just, hey, this is more fun.
No, you know, there's something to be said for a little, you know, ass smack right there when you,
it looks
in the
like
moment.
You're about to slap someone in the face.
And a smack. Yep. You got to get the fingertips in there. You just got to, you know. Anyway.
No, it sounds like a personal experience.
No, I know, not full palm. I'm not going into that. So. It ain't a volleyball. It's a nice supple little. No, okay, it's different.
Spike it.
So you guys, so also this week, and we'll go into our next topic.
Okay.
We'll leave the blushing behind, because I think any more Dylan's gonna pop.
No pun intended.
Yes.
GG.
Moving on.
Super Mario. Denver Fashion Week is this week. You're walking tomorrow night. I went to the hairstyle.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh wow. Are you guys gonna stay for Fashion Week?
No, they're leaving tomorrow morning.
We're out tomorrow.
Oh, you should extend your stay.
No, if only they could.
Got two angry dogs.
Oh.
Sad dogs. Sad
dogs. See, that's why you need cats. You can just leave the toilet seat up, throw some food on the floor, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm 14 years in.
Oh, yeah, you're...
And then 5 years with the other one, so...
Yeah, you're full, yeah. Full tilt. Mm-hmm. Because Denver Fashion Week, I went to the party last night for the hairstyle. What I love...
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love about Fashion Week... And you know the world is run by guys because it's about hair, but the women's boobs are hanging out, and I'm just like, okay.
It's like, what am I supposed to focus on?
Yeah, because it sure as hell wasn't the hair.
Yeah, hairy boobs. Is it like?
You know, that's not funny because like I dated a Finnish chick, and they were just, I was like, oh, put those away. I had to like check out. I'm like, oh. And it was, and I felt so bad because she was beautiful and exotic and foreign, and then it was like a shrubbery, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe we're moving too fast.
Like, let's think about this.
Let's think about our choices, because I'm not getting down with an Ewok right now. I gotta go.
But you do not like your Ewoks.
I don't like Ewoks.
Yeah. So.
Don't kick them.
Just kick it.
Right in the kooka.
Kick all of them.
Right in the kooka.
No, don't kick the boobs. Just like, Ewok.
Where's this word from?
Well, where? Kooka?
Yeah. Colombians say kooka.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like.
I've dated. All over the place.
I'm
equal opportunity. I mean, you're hot. We talk. Things click. Game on.
That's great.
Yeah. The kooka comes out. I am not saying no.
And so we're moving on to Fashion Week.
So about the clothes.
About the clothes. Now, okay. So with. You okay? Deep breath.
So much to take in.
I feel so desensitized because I'm like, well, not affected.
A lot to learn. Yeah, phrasing. Sorry.
Phrasing.
Jesus, Archer. Phrasing.
Y'all need Jesus.
Yeah,
everybody needs Jesus.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
So, what are you walking tomorrow? So, who are you walking for? Can you say
tomorrow,
yet?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm walking for Eve Jenkins for Parasite Designs.
Okay.
So I'll be. Ooh. I have no idea what dress or anything because we never did like a.
She never did a test
or anything. I just was like, "Am I still a part of it?" Last night, and she's like, "Oh yeah, are you excited?" I'm like, "Now I am since I know I'm still doing it." But hell yeah. But she's been busy since we've been working on the New York Fashion Week stuff too. So
ooh.
It's kind of like I figure I'm still in for that. And then Wednesday will be. Oh, I think I'm walking for two on Wednesday, so I'll be doing an antique street apparel.
Ooh.
So I get to ghetto it up a little bit. It would be cool. And then after that, I'll be with the headliners for Alien Earth Designs, and I'll be doing like...
I saw that. In fact, they've got a big old party going on that night, too.
I'll be wearing moccasins while I'm walking down that runway, and that's going to be really cool.
Moccasins?
Moccasins, because she's doing like an Indian style with all the beads and everything. It's so cool.
Okay.
So before we try all that stuff out, yeah.
Don't you have an emergency key? You got safe words. You should have like safe keys somewhere. That
right.
Somebody go rescue my puppies.
And then on Thursday, I'll be with Dwayne Toffing's apparel, and then walking for him. So I get to wear, I think, more awesome pink things, I believe. So
oh wow,
that'll be cool.
you're all
I'm
set.
Excited. Yeah.
Maybe I'll run into you. Probably not. You'll be too busy. You'll be highfalutin.
Highfalutin.
I thought she would be too busy for me at Galaxy Fest, and looky here.
Hello.
This is true. Are you going down? Are you going to chaperone?
No. I have to work like an adult.
Yeah. Ugh.
We all have to work like an adult, but you can still party like a kid. What good is it being an adult if you can't act childish every once in a while?
I'm drinking soda after 12. Take that, Bob.
Take that.
What I really want to see is a truly geek-inspired fashion show. Like, just
truly
geek. Like,
not
over
like
the top.
Geek
no.
Inspired.
Oh, so like, that's not, yeah.
So yes. Like thick dumb. Glasses and a bow tie.
If you're gonna go geek, you should own it. Be geek chic.
And suspenders.
Geek chic.
Very nice. Geek chic.
Geek chic. It's. I think what it needs to happen.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is a backpack waiting to happen. Geek chic. So while the rest of the world spun, we had the new trailer for Game of Thrones Season 7 land.
Yep.
Oh, can we just get started? I just want it now. We have to wait till July 16th before it actually hits. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones much TV?
Unfortunately, we don't watch
TV. It's in the list.
It's on the,
it's on the list.
So we'll have to take a commercial break for ourselves during the Game of Thrones conversation.
I just... I
know there's dragons.
Yeah, there are dragons.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Big difference between the two, yeah.
Khaleesi is coming, and she's bringing some...
But this one's really into elves and whatnot, so it's like they're in...
Oh, so you see, you'd like Khaleesi, because she's a badass.
Yeah, she is.
She's fireproof.
That's the one that owns the dragons.
The mother of dragons.
The mother of dragons.
Yeah. Mother of dragons.
She's coming to Westeros, and she's kicking somebody's ass.
So much ass.
But the three major players look like Cersei.
Doesn't take shit from anyone.
No, she doesn't. I mean,
no,
she's
God,
just,
no.
She tamed like a whole herd of wild men.
Remember,
just like a whole tribe. They're like, on your knees,
remember
bitch.
Remember those, the three guys that tried to invade her city? They're like trying to negotiate. She's like, okay, that's funny that you're trying to negotiate with me. It's either you leave or I kill you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, try me.
I would leave you on a stake to die. But it looks like the three major players are going to be Jon Snow, Cersei, and Khaleesi. So shit is seriously going to go down. But I think
Giggity
from the preview that we see, Khaleesi goes back to Castle Black. So she's taken over the home roots. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Also in television news, this may be too late because Gotham, in my book, has been dead.
Oh.
It's been on hiatus since January and is coming back April 24th. Bruce Wayne finally starts to train to become Batman.
Finally.
He's no better than you. How is he going to train to be Batman?
Hello.
They're going to have to, like, switch actors.
Well, I think the problem is... Whoever wrote Gotham had a really good idea, but now they're at the point where they're realizing that the story can't move forward because Bruce
there's no
like
Batman.
15.
Yes, everyone else is like two decades ahead of the
and
kid.
All the villains are established already. Like, okay, so I'm not sure how I feel about Gotham anymore because, like, the first season I was like, "This is fucking awesome," and then the second season I was like, "This is still fucking awesome." Now it's kind of eh.
My love for you is dying.
Because it's, like, you can only... I love villain-centric stuff.
Yes.
Everything. That's why I like the Marvel Netflix series. Is because they're, like...
They're dark
they
and gritty.
They give a shit about their villains.
True.
The MCU pisses me off to no extent because it just continuously wastes villains. Like...
Oh, Loki, they burn through them quick.
Loki is the only villain that's worth a shit in the MCU. I'm saying it. Straight...
Thanos, come on. Magneto.
Yep.
Thanos and that's Magneto, sweet. Come on. Well, Magneto...
The X-Men don't count.
No, they don't.
In the MCU.
They do not.
Anyway,
kind of a little different.
My point is that... Gotham is at a point where it can't...
Gotham's broken. Earth. Gotham is clearly broken.
No.
No.
It's kind of tipping over.
Yes.
Play a cow.
Well, they're like... Or
would
it
be better if instead of having Bruce Wayne as a kid and starting where his parents get killed... If he's a late teenager about to become Batman. Because
yeah,
then
be
he
smart.
Can become Batman and the show can move forward.
If they did but a fast forward at some point.
They've painted themselves into a corner by making Bruce a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because all the villains are established.
Now, when you guys were growing up, big comic book fans, superheroes. You, I know you.
Oh, yeah. Dungeons and Dragons, not just first edition, but box set, so. But I read a lot of The Punisher. Right, of course I did.
Yeah.
But I was actually sort of the Fringe Comics, ElfQuest.
Oh, okay, ElfQuest, the fantasy stuff?
Fantasy stuff, Conan the Barbarian, yeah, his graphic novels, a little bit of heavy metal because I was a pervert.
I know, I always just tried to con my parents into buying me Heavy Metal magazine, and then my dad finally like opened one up and looked at it, and he's like, what the hell are you reading? And I'm like, boobies?
Yeah. Just,
what kind of covers are you reading last?
Oh, let me get you a Playboy. Let me get you done right, boy.
Let me actually get you the real
okay.
deal.
Yay. Yeah. Okay, Dad.
Boobies. Thanks, Pop.
Also in TV news, Doctor Who starts in a couple of weeks. The new trailer shows the Doctor regenerating. There's a hint. It's at the very end of the trailer, but... And we haven't discussed this, and I've been avoiding it just for the simple fact I wanted to wait till we got closer to the season because it starts April 15th. Does the Doctor need to be a woman?
Does it matter?
I think...
I don't know. Maybe.
So it's canon that Time Lords can regenerate male or female.
Correct. We've seen it a few times.
Right. I.e. Missy. Like
Missy. Right, and then the Chancellor, when... He got popped and he regenerated and he came back as a woman. He's like, oh, yeah. Finally I'm a woman again.
Again, right. And then the TARDIS talked when the TARDIS was a woman and it talked about the one Time Lord that kept switching back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Corsair.
Between male and female?
Yes, the Corsair kept going back and forth between male and female.
Okay.
So the question is...
I think that...
Because I've been on panels and this has come up. And I've defended the Doctor being a male. And I think he needs to be a male.
And I would agree. I think that at this point, we're too deep into him being a male. Just because, like, it would be... I don't know, it feels forced.
Well, it would be them giving under peer pressure.
Right.
Ladies, what do you think?
Everybody asking for a female doctor, and so they give a female doctor, and it's... Yeah, it is peer pressure. I agree with that.
Because it makes... Like, one group of fans happy, but makes the other ones upset.
Care. I think... I want it done well. I don't care if the doctor's male or female. I want a good doctor.
There you go.
Yes. Agreed.
That's the best
as
answer.
Long as it's good.
I want a well-written, original doctor. Male or female, I don't care.
But it seems like we're...
I personally want a ginger doctor more than I want a female doctor.
Soulless.
Frick yeah.
Soulless. Soulless Time Lord.
No.
Bastard.
Still not ginger.
Still not ginger. I think, and I know I'm going to get chastised for it, but I honestly think the Doctor needs to stay male just so that there's a positive role model for males. That you can work along a woman and not have it be sexual. That you can work as a team. You need someone that is not physical, that thinks their way out of things, is a role model for kids today. Because the first thing a kid thinks is, well, I just got to beat somebody's ass or pick up a gun. Or the Doctor is so much more than that. And I think that at some point...
His main weapon,
exactly.
He likes to fix things.
He wants to make things better. And I think that males need that in today's society. But, I mean, there's a lot of strong women characters out there. Women are not in a short supply of strong characters.
Too.
Yes. I mean, it is just crazy.
Well-written female.
You look like you got something to say, Tank.
No, just the question is, with all the peer pressures out there to make, like, we have Captain Marvel, who's female now. Doctor Who, that they're considering a female now.
Spider-Gwen.
So the question becomes is, why is it necessary across the genres to cast female leads when you have all these positive female co-stars and or leads of their own?
I think, and that's a great question, it's, I don't know, it's so political, because everybody thinks that everyone's downing on women, but
it's really not the case
anymore. It's not.
Especially now, because you have the more of the feminists that are like,
Want more.
And then it's like, no, there's no need because I see it as pretty equal now.
I liked Emma Watson's comment a couple weeks ago when she posed for Vanity Fair with her boobs out.
It's like, why do my...
Oh, no, shit. I was like, oh, thank you.
Oh, hello.
And she's like, and the women's rights people got all pissed off. And she's like, well, what does my tits have to do with anything? with, you know, the feminist movement. They're my boobs. I'm proud of them. And, you know, so are we. Show those puppies off.
Right. And it's the question, I mean, once again, you're a feminist, so you should be proud of your body and not
exactly
hiding it. So
or degrade hard another woman for, like, accepting her body. Yeah, like, what's that? Why? Why do you care?
Yeah.
It's like, you're wearing those underwear? Yes.
Yes, because they're comfy and make my ass look spectacular. See?
If they, so, one thing I just thought of, if they make the doctor a female, in order for it not to just look like a political stunt, she'd have to stay a female. And like you were saying, it's good that males have a good positive role model like the doctor.
Much needed.
Much needed.
Much needed. I mean, like, my entire life, male role models have all looked like the Punisher.
Exactly.
Like, shoot your way out.
Like, they're very aggressive.
Some of them are. Overly aggressive.
Very.
The doctor, like you said, thinks his way out of things. Mm-hmm. He's always taken logic over brute force.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Phenomenal aspect of any character.
Also, with Doctor Who, he's also a very emotional person.
Right.
And,
that
like,
too.
I feel like that's a good role model to have, especially
extremely
because
emotional.
A lot of males aren't allowed to feel.
Matt
like
Smith made me cry, like, seven times when he was the doctor. I'm like, quit it!
Stop hurting me right now!
Stop hurting me! Making me feel things. I feel!
But, like, it's kind of nice, though, because, like, I've noticed with, like, certain scenes with, like, the doctor and stuff like that, he is emotional and he's not afraid to show it. And it's, like, that's kind of a positive light for males because
after
they're not.
After a couple thousand years, you stop giving a shit.
But, like, when you're, like, for people in our society,
yeah,
males are not allowed to feel emotion. It's like, oh, you're crying, like, man up and stuff like that. But it's like, why can't
in
they
general,
cry?
Yeah,
yeah, like, it's not.
Yeah, except
humans.
For when you get kicked
we're
in human. The nads. You can cry other than that. It's all right.
Yeah.
But that should be the only reason. But that shouldn't
God.
Be the only reason,
I
like, you know, reason to cry. So.
Open up that Pandora's box.
That was awesome. So we'll leave the Doctor Who debate on the table. We'll see how the season goes. He doesn't regenerate until the Christmas special, so we'll see what happens. I think it'd be weird now that Missy's a chick and the Doctor become a chick. That just opens up, like, a whole...
Again, that becomes really...
Weird.
And it was neat seeing the Master flirt with the Doctor.
It was.
She was a girl now. Like, it was...
She made out with him full, like...
And he just seeing Capaldi's Doctor's reaction to it was cool. I wish Missy would have showed up when Smith was...
Oh my God, that would have
been
great.
Fucking hilarious.
She's just giving air from her lungs.
Oh God, no.
Peter Eccleston, great line. Yeah. I give you the air from my lungs.
How intimate.
How intimate.
No, I know we're moving on from Doctor Who, so, I mean, are they actually trying to set themselves up for some more political correctness by having Missy make out with a female doctor? Now we're talking about...
They're also making
right,
his
yeah.
next companion... homosexual, lesbian.
Yeah, lesbian. She's a lesbian.
He's a girl. Yeah.
And then we don't know what the little bald
that.
Dude is yet.
I haven't seen Doctor Who since season 8 because the bastards took him off Netflix, so I haven't had anything to watch it on.
I'll loan them to you. I got them on Blu-ray.
Yay!
In movie news. Joss Whedon is going to come out of retirement, and he's talking about doing Batgirl the movie. So to go with the strong role models. Now, Whedon has gone to the table with DC multiple times, in fact, three, to try and get this Batgirl film off the floor. Now,
please.
It's the proper Batgirl,
please,
Barbara
God.
Gordon.
Please, God, let Joss Whedon make a good DC film. Okay. Please, God, let DC have one good movie.
This
you
could
what?
Save it.
You know maybe. What making a Batgirl film could do? Is that could open up the door to The Killing Joke.
Ooh,
that would be cool.
Like a live action to it?
That would be amazing.
I want to see...
That is some dark shit. It's just like, I'm like imagining him like...
So I know that he's a voice actor, but I think that Troy Baker could pull off the Joker, a live action Joker. Because not only does he do the voice almost as well as Hamill, but he...
True.
He kind of looks like him.
Yeah.
Like, I could see
sort
it.
Sort of.
They managed to make Heath Ledger look like the Joker. They can fucking do anything.
Well, I mean, Nicholas... they made Jack Nicholas looking like the Joker. I mean, nobody beats Cesar Romero as the Joker, though. That painted mustache.
Oh, God. It was like, why? Why would you do that?
That was awesome!
Joker porn
that mustache.
For
And then later in life, it really wrecked me when the Penguin was teaching Rocky how to catch a chicken. I was just, oh, that's just so wrong. Now, this is going to be the... You've never seen Batman, the 1970s Batman? Adam West?
She was in Columbia at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got to get you some Nick at Night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is some really, really cheesy shit.
You didn't miss much.
No, you really didn't.
Shark repellent, like Batman and surfboard, big
camp.
Bombs.
Camp.
Spandex suits camp with everywhere. Underwear on the outside.
Yes.
So much camp.
Yeah, not really much. So this is going to be based off of the new 52 series that Gail Simone was writing, and this could save it. This could actually save the DC's movie universe if they do it.
You know what would not save it, though? Is that they put it in the current universe, which they shouldn't, because like you said, it's new 52, but knowing DC and Warner Brothers and their terrible fucking decisions, they might try and throw it into the current DC universe or cinematic universe canon, and that would fucking suck, because then it would be the only they wouldn't be able to work off of it.
No,
because it's only a matter of time until this one explodes.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm wildly optimistic. No, I'm not.
No.
I mean,
let's all be real here.
Yeah,
so.
I stopped being optimistic as soon as Affleck said that he wasn't going to direct the next Batman.
That kid took a kick to the chops with that movie that he was so proud of that did dick in the theater. Yeah. That 1920s noir thing that he produced and wrote
Rest
and directed. Oh my god, that thing just collapsed on itself.
That
existed. I totally forgot.
I know. And
I'm sorry.
Everybody forgot, and there's a reason.
That's a Daredevil.
Yeah, right.
Right there at Daredevil.
Yeah, right.
God, poor kid. Anyway, on the video game news, looking for plans this weekend, Dishonored 2's got a free trial that will be launching starting... What date was it?
April 6th.
The 6th. Wow. How much time have you spent...
I was reading.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Never mind.
You didn't
want
to
shit on me harder? Like, come on, man.
No, she's doing her homework. Because I know how many hours into Mass Effect are you? Because last time you talked to me, it was 24.
61.
Oh my god. In a week?
And you still had managed
for
hand time?
So.
Oh no, for
work. Man, I don't have any other. She's a girl multitasking.
Tao.
What?
I'm a master prestige in Black Ops 3 Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It's been out for over a year now. It was a year in October. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have 120 hours into that game. Over a year, and I'm a master prestige. Like, I feel like I play it too much.
I have over 300 hours in 1 year for one game.
Oh my, wow.
You cannot top
those are some
hours.
Big lady nuts that got thrown on the table. That
bam.
Welcome to Overwatch.
Oh god, no.
That's how many hours you have in Overwatch?
Huh?
That's how many hours you have in Overwatch?
Over 300. 364?
No.
Last time I
that game isn't even a year. Six, 8 months? 8 months?
It's approaching 1 year.
I don't know like what that means, but that sounds.
So when it comes to gaming,
so
I'm
hours, yeah.
Metric fuck ton.
So my work ethic, you see. When it comes to video games,
we really need to get you a boyfriend.
I'm romancing someone in Mass Effect. Does
there
that count?
Go.
Oh.
I mean,
no! Is this the lesbian that you were trying to nail?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's very hard. It's like, can we bang yet?
Come on.
Let's bang, okay? Come on.
I want you,
let's just
get it over with.
Horizontal cha-cha, scissor
well,
away
okay,
the night. What?
So
what?
Scissoring.
No scissoring.
Okay.
No, that's not real.
But it's a... Mind you, though...
says the bi one over there. Honestly, she's proof of that. It's really not proof.
It's really not real.
What
now,
she says.
I've tried it, but it's not it.
It's not
it.
It's not it.
No.
It's not it.
So great.
All right, I'm done.
It's like, sit down, Daniel, sit down.
Oh, holy hell! Oh, I'm seeing stars from laughing so hard! Son of a bitch!
You just crushed his world. All his fantasies have now been buried very, very deep.
Yeah, all of the chick-on-chick porn right out the window. Oh, there you go.
Nope.
You kind of know it's not real when you can see daylight through. No, you know. So you're like, ah, that doesn't work. Doesn't work. Nanu, Nanu.
Even there, it doesn't work.
So, people at home, imagine doing scissors with both hands and crossing them together and just like wiggling it. No. That's like what you're doing.
This look of disgust from girls right now.
I just don't get it.
Let's not do the
Andrew. Maybe if you're in the shower and you pour some like soap and then it's just fun because there's bubbles. And
yeah, no, but okay. But I feel like the bubbles. Chemicals are not bubbles. Good for down there.
I'm using all organic
natural soap. I guess you're right. So moving on.
Moving on.
Back to fucking video games.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. I'm just kidding.
Well.
With the bubbles and everything.
With the bubbles.
Yeah, you know, well, I guess returns.
Bubble time.
I guess returns, you can't really have a bubble bath because they'll dry out. But
get mental that we can get off. No.
Yeah.
Shot that one.
Yeah, try again.
So,
take
yeah,
two.
Romancing vet.
So perfect.
So, romancing Vetra isn't as fun as romancing Garrus, because when you talk to Morden, your doctor, he's just like, I'm going to prescribe you some different lubricants and stuff like that, because you guys are not the same species. It's like, oh my god, more than
that's,
wow!
That's too much. Morden, that's, no. That's too complicated. Just nope.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, though. Because, right. Like, you hear about all this stuff, you're like, why is this a thing? But,
sex sells.
Yeah, so 300 hours on Overwatch, and it's been barely a year.
That's funny, because I've been playing the Throne of Ball and Baldur's Gate since 1989,
D.Va.
Black Isles.
I do want to play Risa.
I don't have 300 hours.
Yeah.
How
many hours do you have in D.Va?
Does it tell you?
No. Well, it might. It might. It'll show you total hours spent.
It's like on the PC.
Because Zarya is my main, and I have 8 hours.
I do.
See, you guys play video games.
Like
putting me on little by
and
little.
Five and battle.
Oh, slowly working you in.
Slowly.
Just like half an hour and all the rest.
Oh my god. And then just
I will show you my hours on Overwatch if you think I'm
you
lying.
Really don't
I
have
don't
to
think
it.
You're lying.
Well, I mean,
that's why we're concerned.
I also
kind of
so
we need to get you out.
Well, you see, when it comes to like my video game and work ethic, I do not stop until I'm done. Hence, why I stood for 6 to 7 hours folding shirts until I was done.
That's kind of compulsive.
Well, it was for my store. I don't
she
have
waited an
clothes.
Entire year to do laundry, and it was a mess.
Because video
she didn't
games.
Have time.
Right.
No, it's
hours.
Well, it's a bit.
You game topless, don't you?
No, I don't wear pants. Pants are useless.
She's pantless.
Pants are useless.
There's a visual.
Because scissoring.
Because scissoring.
I mean, I wear
that moment when scissoring strikes. You got to be prepared.
No.
No.
Own, it's outside
the controversy. I mean, I wear boxers if that counts. Not like.
Oh my god.
Not
that's
like boxer.
Hot.
Like. I guess
hot.
Boxer briefs are okay, but like, I don't know. Whatever is more free.
Oh boy.
Poor Dylan. I'm sorry,
right,
Dylan.
Yep.
But
it's mind blown.
So, I have 1,319 wins and 1,300 losses. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that more than what you said? Let's see.
Still scrolling.
Oh, jeez.
343 hours I've played.
How many hours in D.Va?
Oh, jeez.
If you have over 200, I'm going to backhand you.
No. No, not nearly as bad,
because
but it's getting
is
there.
Cancer.
I do have a 55% win rate. 116 hours.
Oh my god.
So there's still some hope. There's still some hope.
She has played D.Va.
No.
No, and I want to get her on Twitch, because this actually came up on Thursday.
TivCon.
TivCon.
Kept calling it TickCon.
I did call it TickCon.
TickCon.
Yeah, no pants, 300 hours.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to get banned from Twitch immediately. I stand up and you're like, oh, what are you wearing?
Asian butt. Asian butt.
But so it's 116 hours, then 65 hours, then 24 hours, 27 hours, 24 hours, 18 hours, 19 hours. Soldier's 11 hours. Did you say
we're
Zarya?
All soldiers now. Yeah.
Zarya's 24 hours. I've literally played her for an entire day.
I think he wants to bump you.
Yeah, don't leave it.
Yeah,
there.
don't leave the bump out there.
24 hours. Okay, grasp this, Daniel. Me, Okay, me, most accurate Richtofen cosplay on Earth. I have a grand in that fucking uniform.
Yes.
I've been playing that game for 8 years.
Yes.
The only thing I like more than Star Wars. She has played D.Va more than I've played zombies.
That is ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah. And that is an whole scenario is intricate as hell and hard as fuck to beat.
I'm just like, I
maybe not like total. I'm sure over the 8 years I've accumulated over 500 hours probably, but
in 1 year.
And yeah, in
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What? I was like, well, I'm blowing my own mind.
I'm prestige four times. I prestige four times, and I'm working on my fifth star. I'm working for that silver border.
Brain's hurting.
Oh
right
my
now.
God.
Yeah. Again, I don't.
So is there some kind of like award for this?
No, there's people who have gold borders. Yeah. I know one lady, she's...
In-game rewards.
Cheetos sent you stock in the company.
Yeah, I don't stop playing unless I finish, like, what I'm, like, my goals
your
are.
Mission,
and, yeah, like, especially in, like, RPG games, I will literally go a day without eating.
Now, okay,
without
Tank and I are from the same background with D&D. What was the longest that you sat at a table throwing dice?
Oh, yeah. You better believe this. I was at, back in the day, when we had
5 days straight.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing a 16-hour binge.
16 hours.
But this was rolling dice and just reading.
Yes. So, no.
Yeah.
At least we would do something, you know, stimulating the mind. You're just sitting there.
When Overwatch did come out, I didn't sleep.
Yeah,
until
we have
four.
To do math, so you have to have your THACO. You got to know what the armor class is. You set an elaborate map, and you're moving around, and there's interaction and all of that.
Wow.
So I mean, old school, because I still have my first edition DMG. I've got all the monster manuals and all of that. So it's intricate, but at least you come up with scenarios.
I like
you're
how
reading.
You point at me. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
You're bad.
I
bad
am.
Girl.
I am really bad because, like, especially I remember when I was playing Samurai Warriors 3. I have 264 hours, and that was less than a year.
Wow.
Now wait, you play all these games like throughout the year?
Yeah.
So
well,
like,
I mean,
12 to 1500 hours of gaming.
But before I had a job, I would just game until I would fall asleep, which was like at 4 in the morning. So I
you
was
are
really,
as bad as my brother.
I was
actually,
really bad, but I was.
Oh.
Wow, calloused. Well done.
Oh, no.
Nicely
that's
done.
Actually eczema.
Oh, okay.
Other eczema, yeah.
You're going to shave
no,
somebody.
It's, okay. It's like, oh, no, my self consciousness from my hands.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just, it's been getting worse because the weather's been like jumping up
yeah,
from being really good. Warm to really cold, and my hands are like, what are you doing with
what
your
is
life?
This?
So, thank you.
Oh my God. I can't stop staring at you.
I was like, I didn't wash my hair because I got
weird. I had to play games.
No, it's actually, like, I was trying to keep the color in, or at least whatever blue is left. I'm like, why am I still trying for this?
Cold showers.
Yeah.
Cold showers.
But I hate though.
You must suffer for your.
Yeah, it's
already
too
want.
Late though, unfortunately.
You know how you get over that? Is you stay in the hot shower for over an hour, and then you want to be in the cold
there
shower.
There we go.
No.
That's how I treat it. That's how
die.
I train myself to do it. Because
well,
I remember when I cosplayed the Joker, I can't fucking stand wigs, so I just dyed my hair green.
Seems like a
you
reasonable.
Because I have. No, I didn't.
Green?
I didn't bleach it. It was a super dark sheen of green. It was because I do like a super regal, like Mark Hamill type Joker. Mm-hmm. So,
so you break out the fedora and you're like older detective style when he was wearing the long coat.
Right,
and
I do have a long
yeah. Legends
coat,
of the Dark Knight 50.
Spats, walking cane.
The way the Joker should be.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 It's like I don't want it because like I can't do that because it'll dry out my hands even more. So it would make my eczema worse if I were to put myself in really hot water. Yeah.
So then,
it
exactly.
Actually kind of hurts.
Cold showers. Point proven to yourself alone.
But
cold
I
showers.
Hate
you know, honestly,
you hate the cold
please.
More than you hate eczema.
Well, if you think
right,
how much
yeah.
you spend on your hair, you.
Oh, I'm like, I'm kind of dumb.
Right,
like, whatever.
You know, actually, what I used to
I was
do...
Gonna, I kept saying I was
when
gonna...
When I had hair, what I would do is I would I would just like flip my head over in the tub, and I would wash my hair with water. And then once I was done with that, then I would take an actual shower.
But
and
you
then
see,
you get both.
I only have a shower.
You only have a shower?
Yeah.
You still have to get in.
You still, like, you can still do it.
It gets water everywhere, and I don't like that.
Get over it. Damn it, Tao.
A sink.
Tao, we're trying to save your life.
Mom, please. I respect my lifestyle.
I do have to say that TivCon opened my eyes, and we've got interviews coming up from people. I got to interview the mammoth. I got to interview a psychologist who basically is a trainer. He diagnoses players as far as their psyche, what they're afraid of, how they play, the stress levels, their motor skills, their breathing. It's the new field. Daniel is his name. He'll be coming up next week because I interviewed him at TivCon, and it was we have him diagnose Tao.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah.
He actually diagnosed my manager, like the owner of Clutch and stuff, like more so than he did me. But he did notice that, like, when there is, like, large team fights and stuff like that in games, we do take a deep breath until it's done. So. Yeah.
Yes, it's very interesting, the science behind. So there's now a
psych interview.
Yes, he was in the interview, so it, we
have to listen to that.
We'll, yeah, it is very.
See this one's diagnosis.
Yeah, because I
want mine done.
I talked to him.
Shit.
I talked to him.
We're probably going to have him come in because we want to do a follow up as far as interviewing him and one of his patients. To see the before and the after and how he's been able to affect his gameplay on a professional level.
Wow. That's intense shit.
Next is Tao. We're going to have him going to have him help you.
I stopped playing League of Legends. Sort of. I don't want to talk about how many hours.
So
actually, I don't want to talk about how much money I spent on that game.
Yeah, we won't.
up to 1300.
Last video game story of the night, Diego Maradona's legal threats to Konami. Evidently, his likeness is being used in the game, and he is pissed.
That made me think of Final Fantasy 15 when the nerds started like being like, you're bashing on us by making a character that literally is on us.
Exactly. Evidently, in the new Evolution Soccer game, he is unlicensed. He did not give them permission to use his likeness, but Konami is coming back saying that we are using it within the bounds of the game itself. That is appropriate. But he is not a happy camper about this.
I'm going to fight it.
I wonder.
Of all things to be angry about.
I know. Right? You're in
so
a
you're
video
gonna,
game,
gonna be
you
angry?
Jackass.
Advertisement is fucking
is it because he's not getting, he didn't get his cut of
royalties
it?
He probably, there's probably some royalties, but I don't see
even then.
Anyone from Madden, unless you're on the cover, you know, I don't see anyone else showing up with a hand stuck out to EA Sports saying, hey, you're using my jersey. It's a number.
It's like, F you, man.
The team owns your jersey.
Right.
And even more so, especially in soccer. In football.
Football.
In football.
Intense as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at that fro. I mean,
yeah,
fro.
It is. He's got the 80s fro going.
He looks like a tool. I'm sure.
Oh,
about this. he looks like the type of person that get angry about everything because he has nothing better to do.
Yeah,
I'm Peppy the Weppy and I kick the ball.
It's kind of that kind of reminds me of when Ellen Page said that. Ellie from Last of Us was Naughty Dog was ripped off her likeness for The Last of Us because
likeness,
Ellie,
yeah,
yeah, because Ellen Page does look like Ellie. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. She does.
It's crazy.
I know.
It just looks like a younger version of Ellen Page.
I know. You know what? And there was an article I read about Mass Effect, and people are having issues with the facial twitches.
Oh God, yes, they're so awful.
I mean, everyone is like revolting because they're like these twitches and these expressions
are
god
awful. Okay, do you know
what
you do to avoid that? You customize her. You don't use the default female writer. It's only the female writer. Male writer is totally fine. Like his facial expressions all okay.
Just twitchy.
Freaking Sarah Ryder has like the weirdest like creepy smiles and shit like that. But all you have to do is
it's kind of Sharpie pointed,
all you
isn't
have
it?
To do is
it custom.
Give a shit.
No, just customize. Like you have to customize her. And with that, God. It kind of gets rid of a lot of that those issues. But it is interesting because someone in France had a copy of Mass Effect Andromeda and was playing default female writer, and she looked fine, like no glitchiness and no nothing. So I was like, what is going on here?
Wow.
Yeah. But for the most part, I did have some like issues with Sarah Ryder, but like to me personally, because of how funny Mass Effect was, in the sense where when they did have those glitches and stuff like that, it was funny. So like for me, it was funny anytime I used it. But occasionally, my character would have like a little bit of a smile.
Nerds get angry.
Yeah, there's. I mean, of course, like you spend like 5 years on this game, like producing this game, so you would think that you would focus more on that. But of course, they said that someone who used to work for them is no longer working for them.
Go figure.
Yeah, but
it is based
off of the entire team too. So like one person cannot just be blamed for that one thing.
Killed fucking Destiny.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They fired their writer a year before the goddamn game came out.
Oh god, yeah.
And then they trashed it.
Destiny was.
Now there's Destiny 2.
Yeah, we'll see if that's any better. Yeah. I doubt it. There's no way they're gonna. Destiny's done. Unless they got like freaking Van Gogh to come and write it.
Mm-hmm. They wanted a 10-year plan for Destiny, and it would have been fine if they had left the fucking thing alone.
True.
But instead, they turned it into a cash grab.
Oh, of course.
That made me think
potential to be the best game ever, mm-hmm. and as per usual.
Greed gets in the way.
That made me think of Konami when they let go of Hideo. I'm like, you just made a grave mistake, my friend.
Last year, just before E3.
Yeah, I think it was funny, too. Because like he got signed up for another company immediately. And he's just like, ladies.
Yeah, we're
ladies.
Yeah, it does. I was just about to say that.
Death Stranding looks insane.
For April Fools, they were like...
Oh, God.
I stayed so far away from the internet on April Fool's.
Oh, my God. They,
stupid shit everywhere.
Nintendo posted.
Splashy, splashy.
I'm going to wait until he's done.
Quit.
Sorry. I got really excited.
Splashies. I don't remember if it was Nintendo or the Death Stranding page. I think it was the Death Stranding page, but they were like... Death Stranding will be coming exclusively to like Game Boy Color or something. Oh, it was like in 16-bit. It was so funny.
That's amazing.
That's the type of April Fool's jokes that I like. You know what I mean? It's like
it's obvious.
A joke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like when Burger King were selling their left-handed their Whoppers?
Oh my god!
I just hit the mic.
Stop that!
Quit it.
Just some. I just like the,
What McDonald's could have done because of the fucking Rick and Morty thing? You know what they could have done? McDonald's could have said that they were bringing back the Mulan song.
Oh, God. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been
great.
Morty, I want you to take this up your butt. Like, Morty, way up your butt.
I can't do it anymore, Morty. It's just gonna slide straight out. I've been doing this so many times.
My
anal
elasticity is gone.
Honestly thought my friend, like, so my coworker said, "Dude, watch the episode of season 3 and stuff." Like, I'm like, "No, you're lying. You're full of lies." And then I'm like, "Oh, frick, it's real." But shit, I missed it.
That's so beautiful. I was so proud of them.
I love
that.
They
should too.
And of all shows, of course, come out on April Fool's.
Oh, yes.
But then, because when someone tells you the first episode of season 3 come out, you don't believe them. I didn't believe them.
It's like not a chance.
Yeah.
Like, it's genius.
Yep.
It was amazing, but also it hurts, because I'm like,
So this week, you'll be at Denver Fashion Week all week. There is the Enchantment Under the Sea party that the MS Foundation will be holding that I will be at in full Ghostbuster gear with the Colorado Ghostbusters. In addition to Nerd Prom is also going to be happening downtown. So go to the 5280 Geek page or the Colorado Ghostbusters page if you'd like to make a donation to the MS Society. We'll be taking donations at the dance. The Ecto will be parked out in front of the hotel on Colorado Boulevard. Check it out. And Dink is also going on this weekend, which is the local art thing that Charlie and Frank are running, the former founders of Denver Comic Con. So they have their thing, which is amazing.
Which is cool.
And that's going on in the McNichols Arena. Well, the new McNichols Arena, which is down over at City Park.
Yeah.
It feels weird saying McNichols Arena when they bulldoze the damn thing.
Buddy.
We move on. You got anything going on this weekend besides Cheeto dust and calluses?
Just
oh God! You're gonna find out the true art of scissoring.
No, because it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. It's been murdered. And you guys, what is your next stop on the train of education?
Well, on education, well, Els is actually hosting a foot party here in April.
Lucky.
Yes, that's where for all of you foot lovers, but that's in the Orlando area. Our next big project is Art Undressed, which you can find at artundressed.com. It is a traveling art show that celebrates sex positive education, shows, poetry, literature, paintings, and that's going on in Wynwood, Miami. We're hosting Saturday night, which is their fetish night.
Ooh.
So we'll be responsible for providing all of the shows and quite a bit of the entertainment.
Wow, that's a huge undertaking.
It is. We're very excited, especially really cool. Since Els is an artist. She's a fine artist. So having the opportunity to bring BDSM into the art community is very exciting.
Please send me a link. I'd like to see that. If someone wants to get in touch with you or book you, or how do they need to follow you, Twitters, Facebooks, and all of that?
That would be carnivalrisque.com. Carnival with an E at the end. RISQUE. And it's the same across board. Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Excellent.
Carnival Risque.
Well, thank you guys for sitting in with us. Appreciate it. We hope you'll be back soon. You got an open mic anytime.
That's outstanding. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you.
And guys, we will see you all next week, I guess.
Yep.
Don't like that. Do anything crazy.
You're not my Bob.
As Tao says, as you look at me.
No. All right.
I play video games until 6. I'm going to drink Fondue after 12.
I'm going to set you up with my brother. You two will be a perfect match.
Never.
Never.
And on that note, we'll let you out of here. Remember, in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.